Max and the Lost Tooth.
马克思和失落的牙齿.
Max lost his first wiggly tooth. This story leads children through naming body parts while Max finds out what happened to his tooth.
马克思失去了他的第一颗虫洞的牙齿. 这篇故事讲述了马克思在找出他的牙齿发生了什么的过程中, 孩子们怎样命名身体部位.
Sarah's new friend.
莎拉有一个新朋友.
Sarah meets a new student at her school.
莎拉在学校遇到了一个新同学.
His name is Mark.
他叫马克.
Mark is from England.
马克来自英国.
They play together on the playground.
他们在一起在操场上玩.
They become good friends.
他们成了好朋友.
At lunchtime, they talk.
在午餐时间, 他们聊天.
Sarah says she is 12 years old.
莎拉说她12岁.
Mark is 12 years old too.
马克也12岁.
They talk about their hobbies.
他们讨论他们的爱好.
Sarah likes reading books.
莎拉喜欢读书.
Mark likes playing football.
马克喜欢踢足球.
They learn from each other.
他们相互学习.
Sarah teaches Mark how to read her favorite book.
莎拉教马克怎么读他最喜欢的书.
Mark teaches Sarah how to play football.
马克教莎拉踢足球.
They are happy every day.
他们每天都很开心.
They help each other with English.
他们互相帮助学习英语.
Sarah helps Mark with grammar.
莎拉帮马克语法.
Mark helps Sarah with pronunciation.
马克帮莎拉发音.
At the end of the day, they say goodbye and go home.
一天结束, 他们告别回家.
The Magical Picnic.
魔法野餐.
A group of friends discovers during a picnic in the park that some foods have magical powers.
一群朋友在公园野餐时发现有些食物具有神奇的力量.
It was a sunny day.
这是一个阳光明媚的日子.
They spread a blanket under the tree.
他们在树下铺了一条毯子.
There were various kinds of food.
有各种各样的食物.
They brought sandwiches, apples, and cookies.
他们带来了三明治、苹果和饼干.
Tom discovered a magical sandwich.
汤姆发现了魔法三明治.
He ate it and felt stronger.
他吃了他觉得更强了.
Lisa discovered she drank magical apple juice.
丽莎发现她喝了神奇的苹果汁.
She could run faster.
她能跑得更快.
The other friends also tried different foods.
其他朋友也尝了不同的食物.
The cookies made them happy.
饼干使他们愉快.
Louis drank magical lemonade.
路易喝了神奇的柠檬水.
He started to fly.
他开始飞翔.
Everyone was surprised.
所有人都很惊讶.
When the food was gone, the magic ended.
当食物用完时, 魔法消失了.
The friends laughed.
朋友们大笑起来.
It was a day they never forgot.
这是他们从未忘记的一天.
Title: Discovering the Old Town.
题目: 旧城探秘之旅.
Description: Tom takes a walking tour through the old town of his hometown, discovering various facilities and places. The story offers a wide range of urban vocabulary.
描述: 汤姆在家乡的旧城区进行了一次徒步旅行, 在这里他认识了不同的设施和地方. 这篇故事提供了一个城市词汇的广泛范围.
The Mysterious Professions of the Night.
夜晚的神秘职业.
An investigative journalist discovers the unusual professions carried out in her city during the night.
一位调查记者发现他所在城市在夜间进行的不同寻常的职业.
Her investigation starts in the city's remote corners.
她的调查从城市的偏远角落开始.
She meets a night shift baker.
她遇到了一位夜班面包师.
His job involves not only making bread but also delicious pastries.
她的工作不仅是制作面包,还有美味的糕点.
Next, she discovers a nighttime cleaning crew.
接下来,她发现了一支夜间清洁团队.
They work silently to keep the city clean.
她们默默地工作以保持城市的清洁.
There is also a nighttime museum caretaker.
夜间还有一位博物馆看护员.
He is responsible for safeguarding historical artifacts.
他负责保护历史文物.
The journalist also encounters a night nurse.
这位记者还遇到了夜间护士。
She provides patient care during the late hours.
她提供深夜的病人护理。
Another role in the night shift is a billboard painter.
夜班的另一个角色是广告牌画家。
He ensures the artworks are completed before sunrise.
他负责在日出之前完成艺术作品。
Traffic management is a vital part of the night in the capital.
夜间交通指挥是首都夜间的重要组成部分。
She learns about night drivers responsible for long-haul transportation.
她得知有夜班司机负责长途运输。
As the night draws to a close, her understanding and appreciation deepen.
随着夜晚接近尾声，她的理解和感激变得更深。
She realizes that night professions are crucial for a city's functioning.
她意识到，夜间的职业对于城市的运作至关重要。
A day in the life of a time traveler.
时间旅行者的一天。
The story follows a time traveler through a mundane day, hopping across various epochs.
这个故事讲述了一位时间旅行者经历了一个平常的日子，他在不同的时代穿梭。
He wakes up in Victorian London.
他在维多利亚时代的伦敦醒来。
Shedding his antiquated night clothes, he dons a modern suit.
他褪去旧时代的睡衣，穿上一套现代的西装。
Breakfast consists of coffee and pastries from an AI culinary machine of 2050.
早餐包括一杯咖啡和来自2050年的人工智能烹饪机器的糕点。
His first stop is Florence, Italy, in the 15th century.
他的第一站是15世纪的意大利佛罗伦萨。
The architecture and art leave him in awe.
这里的建筑和艺术作品让他目不暇接。
He even encounters a young Leonardo da Vinci.
他甚至见到了年轻的达芬奇。
Thereafter, he jumps to the future for a space station lunch.
此后，他跳到未来，享用一顿空间站的午餐。
After lunch, he decides to explore an ancient Mayan city.
午饭后，他决定去玛雅文明的古城考察。
As dusk falls, he reads a book on the nature of time.
暮色降临时， 他读一本关于时间的书。
Flipping through the pages, he ponders the complexities of time.
掀开书页， 他开始思考时间的复杂性。
Before sleeping, he meditates in a Zen garden in Japan.
睡前， 他在日本的禅宗花园静坐。
Deep into the night, he reflects on his day's journey.
夜深， 他反思着一天中的旅程。
Soon, he drifts into a deep sleep, dreaming of past and future.
不久后，他陷入了沉沉的沉睡，梦回过往与未来。
His life is full of marvels yet finds solace in the mundane.
他的生活充满奇迹，却也在平静中找到安慰。